Bethel's Sobering Center is now in its fourth winter of operation. It provides a safe place for intoxicated people to sleep off a bad night of drinking. Since it opened, the center has expanded its hours and built relationships with the people it serves. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
It takes a team to keep Bethel's inebriates safe. Community service patrol officers pick up people who are intoxicated and incapacitated. If they don't have a home to go back to, they're placed in Title 47 protective hold for 12 hours. At the Sobering Center, that means a night on a somewhat soft rubber mat. Last year, the center provided 1,860 sleep-off nights with about 970 unique people. Several make repeat visits. That's according to Rusty Tews, the Sobering Center program manager for YKHC.
We have a core of hardcore chronic users that we see regularly. They have a severe addiction problem. You know, they need more services than we provide, but they don't want them. You know, they're not ready to change. We have a core of binge drinkers. They'll come to Bethel maybe once in 3 months, and they'll spend three or four nights, and you won't see them for a year.
Tew says more than half of the patrons come from surrounding villages. About 40% are Bethel residents, and the other 60 come from out of town. The visitors are not exactly in their best state, but Tews and the staff make an effort to avoid having too many repeat customers.
When people leave here, they're hungover. You know, a lot of them don't want to talk. But we do offer, a conversation. We provide basic health information.
Tews says about 1 in 5 are willing to talk about alcohol issues. Ultimately, 5 to 7% of the contacts result in a referral to medical treatment. The center started off being open just 4 nights a week, but later moved to a 24/7 operation. Tews says the staff has learned to relax a little bit and meet people exactly where they are.
Everyone was terrified when we started that drunk people are nasty, ignorant, hard to get along with, and they're generally pretty just people. And when they're sober, they're just people. When they're drunk, they're just people with a problem. And we've learned to deal with the problems in a sympathetic and professional way, and I think it showed.
In the future, Tews says the organization and its partners are looking into how to do more with the resources and better serve patients. I'm Ben Matheson.